Soybean prices have taken a major hit since President Trump announced his tariff plan last week. CJ Miller joins us now with reaction from this farmer on the trade war with China.
We're obviously very concerned because exports are the heart and soul of the soybean industry here in the United States.
And that's Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association. He's also a corn and soybean producer from Magnolia, Kentucky.
We export right at 50% of all of the soybeans we produce. And China in particular is our largest export customer, currently taking right at a quarter of all of U.S. production. So every fourth row of soybeans you see has currently been going to China.
He says the last trade war 7 years ago already cost U.S. soybean farmers a chunk of market share in China.
We have the precedent from the trade war in 2018. At that time, one out of three rows was going to China. And after all the dust has settled, we have never gained back that full market share that we had. We've lost about 9% of U.S. production that used to be exported to China that now isn't. And our competitors in South America, mainly in Brazil, have filled that spot. And China has partnered with them and invested in infrastructure and ports and rail and roads and bridges. And we're not likely to get that back.
Ragland adds that a new trade war with China will likely cost America's farmers even more overseas market share, something they can't be profitable without.
How that relates to now is that we give an opportunity to our competition, they're going to take that and gobble that up, and we're liable not to get it back. And we must have strong exports in order for the soybean industry and agriculture in general to remain strong in the U.S. And we're in a tough stretch with the farm economy already, and hurting exports in combination with the already struggling farm economy is very, very dangerous and very scary for us in ag.
Just after President Trump's 54% tariff rate increase on Chinese imports, China imposed their own retaliatory tariff of 34% on all U.S. imports. Trump has since threatened to tack on an additional 50% tariff if China follows through with their tariff hike. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.